This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
It is National Farmers Market Week through tomorrow, and Meg Williams in here from Umpqua Valley Farmers Market, the market manager. Good morning.
Good morning, Tom.
So talk about Farmers Market Week around the nation. What's that all about?
Well, it is a week to celebrate Farmers Markets Week. Farmers markets, really, and just how much they bring to every community across the country, and how we support farmers, how we support all of our local artisans, and how we support our local economy too.
So, how long have you been tied in with Farmers Market?
Well, I started at the Umpqua Valley Farmers Market last year in October, and I have been involved with farmers markets for the past, since 2010.
But, so why are you interested in farmers markets?
Well, I think local food is really important for our own health and for the health of our environment, and I think that it's important for us to be able to access food that is grown by our neighbors. and that's my main reason for supporting farmers markets, I think.
Well, it seemed like coming through the pandemic that there was more interest in that. Some people started growing their own food themselves who'd never tried it before for various reasons, but it was just kind of a shift. Now, talk about what is going on tomorrow at the farmers market from 9 to 1.
Tomorrow at the farmers market, we have a few things happening. One major thing is we have a raffle where we had a local artist, Jasmine Valencia, last year. She painted the market. She did a live painting of the market. And so we are raffling off her painting. And then we also have a bunch of other fun prizes from all of our vendors. Raffle tickets are $2, and all of the funds that we raise will go to supporting our food accessibility program, so our Double Up Food Bucks program and our Food Hero at the Farmers Market program that we partner with OSU Extension and Feeding Umpqua to provide. And then just also our SNAP accessibility at the market, and that program is always running. We always allow people to use SNAP at the market, and you can always double up $20, so you can turn $20 into $40 every week at the farmers market. Also tomorrow we will have live music like we have every week, but tomorrow is the Sunny Sky Boys. They're a great, fun band. And then we have a photo booth that we're going to take pictures of you if you want to take a picture and share your market haul, or trying to just find a fun way to celebrate the day.
And I know it looks like you get an opportunity too for people to kind of write notes to farmers.
Yeah. We thought that would be a great way for everybody to show their appreciation for all the hard work that farmers put in to bring this fresh, like, nutrient dense food to us every week. So yeah, we'll have some bulletin board easels up, and you can write on there what you love about your local food and your farmers and what they do for you. Yeah.
Well, it's happening on Saturday at 9 to 1. Farmers Markets in the parking lot of the First United Methodist Church in West Harvard in Roseburg. I know you guys have a Facebook account. People can kind of find out more there, right?
Yes, there. And we also have Instagram and our website. Yeah.
Perfect. Anything else you want to mention about National Farmers Market Week?
Get out and show your support. It's a fun place to be on a Saturday, and we would love to have you join us.
All right, Meg Williams from the Farmers Market, thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
8:36 at the Morning Report.